and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Sergeant-at-Arms will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Pam Serdar from Richfield United Methodist Church in Minneapolis. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. God of wisdom, open our hearts and minds to your wise counsel, not relying solely on ourselves or those who think like us, but listening for your still small voice, even in those who disagree with us. Grace the distances between your people, whatever they may be, enticing us to come together for the good of all. Bless those elected to this body with keen discernment, a willingness to negotiate to move our state forward, compassion for those most vulnerable in our midst, and a heart for your justice and mercy. Amen.
Amen. Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reiner, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. Third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files, herewith transmitted. House files number 372, 722, 1434, 830, and 2225. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. The bills printed on the agenda will be given their first reading and referred as indicated. Fifth order of business, reports of committees. The Secretary has one additional report to read.
Senator Cohen from the Committee on Finance, to which was re-referred, Senate File Number 5, a bill for an act relating to workforce development, requiring the Commissioner of Labor and Industry to identify competency standards for dual training, reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill be amended as follows. Delete everything after the enacting clause and insert, and when so amended, the bill do pass.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee report read by the Secretary be adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Second reading of Senate bills, Senate file number 5, will be given its second reading. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills printed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated, with the exception of one change on page 2. Senate file 2098 will be referred to the Committee on Finance, and we have one additional bill to read.
Senate file number 2101, a bill for an act relating to state government, appropriating money for agriculture, environment, natural resources, jobs, and economic development, introduced by Senator Tomasoni.
First reading. And Senate file 2101 will be referred to the Committee on Finance. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are authors of motions to be adopted in one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate resolution number 136 and 137 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. Announcements. Are there any announcements? Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senator Dames, Osmick, Sparks, Peterson, Jay, Gazelka, Hall, Johnson, Schmidt, Chamberlain, Metzen, Dahl, Nelson, Housley, Goodwin, Kunin, Brown, Jensen, Thompson, Han, Senjum, Rood, Ortman. Senator Bach.
Madam President, call him back for Monday. Members, on Monday, we'll be planned to take up two of the budget bills, the budget bill on state government finance and the budget bill on higher ed. We'll come in at 11 and then take some time to caucus those bills and then come back and try to get through them on the floor on Monday. Madam President, I move the Senate to now adjourn until Monday, April 20th, 11 a.m.
Do you have someone else? Before we take the adjournment, we're also excusing Senator Latz. And before we take the adjournment, Senator Laurie.
Madam President, thank you. Health and Human Service Budget Division will reconvene 30 minutes after adjournment.
Are there any other announcements?
I renew my motion, Madam President.
On the motion to adjourn, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.